Josh, first off, wanted to get your take on how you thought Shane performed last night in his return since the week one wrist injury. Was there ever any question about his level of fitness? I know in weeks past with guys coming back like Rob and Danny, you kind of sort of eased him back into the lineup, and I know fitness was one of those question marks. It's just how much that affected Shane and his overall performance last night and how he looked in his first game back.
I thought Shane, he performed in his role that we had him, ready to handle last night very well. We weren't planning on, having him go in there and play 60 snaps and we were going to use all the backs that were up last night, and we did. And I thought Shane really gave us a boost in some critical situations, made a few nice catch and runs on some screen plays, and certainly impacted the game on third down as well. And Shane's a good player, and certainly made some plays that helped us move the ball last night, and it's great to have him back.
I imagine it's a point of emphasis every week, but how important was it last night for you guys to, and Tom, obviously, to get the ball out as quick as possible against that Carolina defensive front?
Anytime you play a good rush, which most teams have, you got to be mindful of how many times you go back there and give the rush a great opportunity to get to you. And I thought Tom throwing it did a good job of getting the ball out when he needed to. And I thought our guys, for the most part, were in the right positions. Had good spacing against some of their zone coverages and worked quickly to be open or be in the spots or spaces that we needed them to be in to throw the ball on time. So it's not just the quarterback. I thought the line did a good job of allowing him to have some space inside, and making sure that, he didn't have to do too much moving prior to getting the ball out quickly. And there were times we held it, and we held up in protection, and then there was times where we chose certainly to get it out a little quicker. But, I think anytime you can get the ball out and get it out on time and give your guys an opportunity to catch and run, it's a good thing.
Josh, on your next-to-last drive, the one that ended with the 26-yard field goal, third and one at the 8, and I was wondering if you could take me through the play. Specifically, was it a pass play at the line of scrimmage, and was it Victor Dodson, or was that Tom's decision to go there?
We always try to give ourselves multiple options on any play like that, run pass, or if it's just a pass, then have an opportunity to, get multiple people out in the pattern. And, I think they did a good job of covering the front side of the pattern where Gronkowski was, and Devlin was in the flat. They did a decent job there, and got a little bit of a rush on us, and he ended up going back there to AD, and it wasn't really clean back there, so I thought he, under the circumstances, made a good decision to go ahead and throw the ball away, not take a negative play, and give Steve an opportunity to kick the field goal.
With Denver's defense and the return of Von Miller, wondering what changes he's spawned for that defense, and how they've changed as the season has gone along with his return, if you've seen an impact.
Well, he definitely makes an impact. He's a great football player. This is a very good defense that we're playing. Got a lot of good players, great speed. They challenge you in the secondary. They're physical up front. They play a lot of people in the front. The front four, they'll rotate guys in and out. And they've got a lot of size up there, Vickerson, Knighton, Williams. They do a good job of mixing those guys in there. And, they also have good edge players. And I think their linebackers are really a great core group of linebackers. They do a good job in coverage. They do a good job as blitzers. They run and tackle from sideline to sideline. So, this whole group is really a solid group. Miller certainly makes them better. We're certainly going to have to play well on Sunday night.
Josh, I wanted to go back to the third and one play again. I know there's times where plays are designed specifically just to get the first down and pick up 1 yard. And in that situation, what was the thinking of not using one of those plays versus trying to get the whole eight at once?
Yeah, that wasn't thinking. I mean, we had, like I said, we had options on the play, and you know, sometimes you have a run and a pass called together, and if you see something that deters you from using the run, then you know you end up with a throw, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it was designed to get all eight. We had, you know, like I said, we had Devlin out there in the flat, and you know, it was a play with some options. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't end up picking up that first down there. And, you know, anytime you make a call and it doesn't necessarily work out, you know, you feel like you wish you may have been able to do something different, but that happens. You know, usually every week there's calls like that, and unfortunately that one did not go our way.
Josh, wanted to get your take on the red zone issues you guys had last night. Were there any sort of commonalities other than execution that you could pinpoint from getting a chance to look at the film the next day?
I mean, you know, it always comes down to, you know, solid execution down there. There's less room to work with. You certainly got to do a good job of staying on schedule. You know, and, you know, anytime we had a turnover down there, and as Rich, you know, talked about the third and one situation, I mean, we didn't pick that up, and then, you know, had some untimely penalties in the fringe/red area end of the field that really put us behind in terms of down and distance as well. So, you know, we just have to execute, we have to play our best football down there, and last night we did not do that.
I wanted to ask about Kenbrell Tompkins and his performance last night and what he learned the last couple of weeks and how he put that to use. I mean, what impression did he make on you with his performance last night?
Well, KT comes to work every day and gives us everything he has. He's great in the meeting room, does a great job at practice, working at his craft, trying to improve and get better every week. I think his attitude has been fantastic. You know, he played a lot early, played less the last few weeks, but never stopped working hard in practice and doing what he needed to do to try to get better and help our team. And was really, I think, critical to, you know, our overall success last night. Made some huge plays for us in critical situations that helped us, you know, move the ball. And I think on two scoring drives, made his two catches, and you know, really impacted the game when he had his opportunity. So, you know, that's really what this is all about. It's a long season. There's a lot of things that, you know, adversity or changes or, you know, decisions that are made that sometimes you don't have control over. But I think he's done a good job of controlling the things that he could control, which is his effort, his attitude, and, you know, his performance when he has his opportunity. So, you know, it was good to see him make some plays, and I'm sure he'll continue to work hard going forward.